Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Anita.
Welcome to Visions to Reality podcast.
We are wives and mothers with a shared dream of being entrepreneurs.
We believe that God has given us spiritual gifts, passion, and has filled us with great potential to overcome any challenge and transform our visions into reality.
So now is the time to take control of your life and start doing the things you love. Hi, this is V2R Podcast. I'm Anita.
And I am Janet.
And we're just going to kick off our first episode one.
Just woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
We made it.
We're doing it.
Just want to give everyone an introduction of who we are and why we are doing this and why we came together to create this much needed podcast that we think everyone will get a lot out of and enjoy. So, Janet, do you want to go first with introducing yourself?
Sure. So my name is Janet Ezocha, and I'm a project manager by profession, full-time worker, full-time mom, full-time wife, and I've always loved the idea of entrepreneurship. It's always been a dream of mine, the thought of working for myself on my own terms, and most importantly, doing something I love to do, you know, spending time investing in myself, doing stuff I really, really just love to do. And it's always been the desire of my heart. But all these years, it's, you know, life has come with all its challenges, and it's, it's been a challenge getting that head start into it. But here we are now. I started on my journey. Right now I have this thing I started called Janet's Pick, where I love to speak to women who have been able to realize that dream of starting a business, who have taken the courage, taken that first step, and are running, actually running a viable business, whether it's for a profit or a nonprofit. So I found great joy in doing that. And in doing that, I've, other ideas are coming in. I feel like the Lord is laying things in my heart, and I hope that I can fulfill them. So that's a quick summary on me. What about you, Anita?
Okay, hi, I'm Anita Beckles. Just like Janet, I do have a engineering background. I started off in engineering, and later on, became a mother, wife first, and then a mother of twins. And I always wanted to do something outside of my profession, outside of my computer job, that would actually give me some fulfillment and enjoyment. And it wasn't until I was pregnant that I spent some time while I was on bed rest, just finding things I enjoyed doing throughout the day. You know, life got so busy working 9 to 5 that you kind of didn't have time to settle down and just take a breath. And, you know, now that you're home for 3 weeks, what am I going to do now was one of my questions. I have all this time. What am I going to do now? So I found my enjoyment in watching home decorating shows. I really enjoyed HGTV. And I enjoyed watching Nate Berkus, who is a New York interior designer. And also had the opportunity to travel while after I delivered my twins to one of his television shows. And that was a very good experience. I got to watch one of his live TV shows. And it was actually the moment right then that I decided to start my DIY blog called Twice the Charms. It was named after my twins. So from there, I started just, doing projects around the house on ways to decorate your home on a budget. I started reading articles about how to do that, how to save money. And I actually enjoyed doing it. I would stay up late at night doing those things, and I didn't get tired of it. So that became one of my hobbies, and that turned into a blog. And now I have some goals in mind that I wanna take that further and maybe pursue a second career in interior design. So this is where I'm at now, a part of my life where my kids are now 8 years old. So it has been a while since that first inception of the idea had started. So that tells you how fast things can go. that the inception of that idea was 8 years ago. So time can move on fast, and you want to make sure that you document any and everything that you want to do and live up to the expectation. But that's when you get the fulfillment of doing something passionate. And I believe, like Janet believes, that God does things for a reason. He put things in your heart. He puts talents in your body so that you can use those talents. And others can see that you're talented as well. A lot of people may not know what their talent is right now, but if you talk to a friend or a relative, they may say, you know what, you're really good at this. And that shines some light on things that you may not see in yourself. So I'm really excited about this podcast because I think it's holding everyone accountable who joins us on this journey, and we get to see each other grow along with it.
I know, right? And that's kind of what we've been doing for each other, hasn't it been?
Yes. We hold each other accountable. We encourage each other. We support each other. We give each other ideas. So this is the support that you need to make things done, because you're not alone in this journey. You're not alone. And I wouldn't even recommend that anyone do it alone. You have to have some kind of support group.
You got to have support. And, you know, speaking of the way God works, Anita, how in the world did we, you know, together on this journey, you know, on V2R? Do you want to say something about that? Because I think that's really interesting and worth noting.
You know, there's beauty in social media. I would tell you there is beauty in social media. Social media is how Jan and I reconnected. We worked together years ago. And I remember previous discussions we had similar goals and ideas of entrepreneurship. When we got together, we had some good ideas. So that was always a part of us having a friend relationship, is that we had similar interests. And just recently we reconnected on social media. I saw Janet's pick page and I saw the interviews that she's done with other entrepreneurs. I said, you know what? This is in alignment of what I want to do as well. So we reached out to each other. That's what we did. We reached out to each other and we reconnected. And I said, Janet, you're doing some great things. What are you doing now, you know? And we talked about things that we both did in the past years, and we decided to come up with V2R Podcast. And V2R Podcast stands for Visions to Reality. So
That's right. And Anita, I think I've described to you how I felt when I saw that message of yours come through on Instagram, because you had been on my mind. I'd seen your stuff, what you were doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just really glad that you reached out. And that's one of another takeaway is reach out, do it, take action. If you have someone in your heart to reach out to that you think might help you or facilitate something, a dream that you've had, you know, in your heart to do, don't hesitate, because you never know, that person could be sitting down waiting for someone like you as well, as a confirmation. And that's what it was, Anita. It was a confirmation. It's remarkable, because like you said, we talked about this. This was 10 years ago, right? Was the last time we, you know, saw in person and really talked about some of these dreams of ours. And I just think it's amazing. I think God has his way of doing things. And I want to encourage people, don't think, if you think your dream is dead, you know, long gone, you just never know. Mm-hmm. It might just be one person. Sometimes it just takes one connection to get you started again. So yeah, here we are. Visions to reality.
Yes. Yes, as Janet said, you know, connection is important, and maintaining those connections as well. And I'm glad that we reconnected, actually. This is something that we enjoy doing. We wake up in the morning, we talk to each other, we plan out some goals as to how we're going to roll out this podcast, and it has worked out very well for us. And we're excited about this first episode we've worked so hard on. So it's finally came into full fruition. So we're happy about that.
We're happy about that. One good thing, Anita, before we start into details of what we hope to achieve, is we've been able to inspire each other, not just on this podcast, but on our individual journeys to entrepreneurship as well. Mm-hmm. To get each other excited, share ideas, and hold each other accountable. I think everyone needs an accountability partner.
Yes.
Some sort. Very, very critical for success. Very, very critical. So
And a lot of times you need time management as well. I know that a lot of us are working. Some people may be at home, but there's other obligations that you may have. But it's possible to do those things and have a full-time job, have some kind of obligations as well. Just got to be very strategic of how you spend your time. Sometimes people like to get up an hour earlier than what they normally do. That 1 hour you can use to start working towards one thing or two and just knocking out certain goals off your list. So it's a challenge, but it is very doable. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, they don't have time, and your time is what you have and you have to use it wisely. And you'll get there. You eventually get there. It might not be tomorrow, but you'll eventually get there with time.
Yep. If we're doing it, anyone can do it.
Yes.
You have to, and I have three children, so and we're both full-time workers as well. So anyone can do it for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do it. But it's because we understand the challenges, quite frankly, that mainly women face, you know, because of all the other things that we balance with life. The challenges of being able to take a step back and think about what you want to do for yourself as a woman. We understand those challenges, and that's part of why Visions to Reality was born, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
We're trying to talk about, you know, some of these everyday challenges that we all face, we're currently facing, how to get through them and still push through and achieve what you think God has laid in your heart to accomplish. That's really the foundation of why Visions to Reality was born.
And we hope to talk about some, you know, some tools that you may use as we go through this journey as well. We hope to come up with a list of things that will be useful to guide you through this process. If you haven't been an entrepreneur before, you may know someone who has done those things, but it's good to have some kind of checklist that you can follow as you go along this journey. And Jen and I have been working on those things, so we're going to hopefully bring it to you soon through our podcast episodes and our social media pages. You'll start seeing that very soon.
Yeah, we're really excited to lay those out. The great thing, again, that this is real life stuff. This is real life stuff. Like, this is what we are going through or have gone through. And so we really want to bring to you all very practical steps. You know, we want you to do. We want you to be doers. You know, we want to get everyone moving, get everyone started. So we're really excited about that. And we're going to start from the basics, because some people are like, okay, I think I want to be a businessman. I think I do what I love to do, but I don't know what it is. What is it that I'm passionate about? What are my talents? And we're hoping to start from that step one, point A, you know, in helping people figure out, let's talk about it. How do you even know what you're good at? What are your passions? How do you discover, you know, what God has laid inside of you? How do you even start from that step one? What is that thing? And we hope to talk a lot about that.
Yeah, discovery, like Janet said, is very important. You know, some people don't know where to start, and that's very key. So we'll be going on that journey together as well. How did you know you wanted to be entrepreneurship? Was that in your heart, you know, at a young age?
Good question, Anita. No, it wasn't. Okay. I saw that in myself as I grew older. Of course, started working. I took interest at the company we used to work for. I noticed, first of all, that I love to see women that were in executive positions. It always used to intrigue me how they got to where they were, knowing all that they had to balance in life. And I started off with those conversations with, our upper management, some of these women that I was very privileged to be connected to at that time that I had access to. And a lot of times, you know, during what would be probably like a performance evaluation meeting would lead to those sort of conversations. And that's how that started. But Anita, I like what you said earlier. I took note of that. Some people feel that your passions or your talents is stuff that you should have identified from birth. hear stories of, oh, since I was three, I just loved to draw. I just loved art. I was always into artwork. You know, sometimes that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You're perhaps, you know, at least I know the second person I've spoken to who has, you know, who kind of identified some of these interests or talents after marriage, you know, after childbirth. Sometimes it happens later in years. It doesn't always have to be. It's a wrong notion to think that this is stuff that maybe has been in you since you were younger, or things that you should have identified. You know, it could happen anyway, either way. You know that when it's happening, you pay attention to it. You're sensitive. What are the conversations? What type of conversations do you find yourself really having? You know, friends, loved ones. What do you find yourself drawn to? You talked about, you know, watching, is it HGTV? Those sort of shows all the time. You know, where do you find your heartstrings being drawn to? Those sort of things. So it's just being able to, you know, again, be sensitive. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your heart, your spirit. And find out what it's saying. What is it saying to you from your daily, you know, your daily habits, stuff that you just naturally find yourself doing or talking about, you know? And I think that's just a good place to start.
Yeah, I think it also goes back into being exposed to different things. I know with my kids, my daughter started out with ballet, dance, gymnastics, and she kind of said, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. But she would never have known if she hadn't tried those things before. So same thing with hobbies. A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to try this sewing club or this knitting club. And they get really into it and they didn't realize that they had a skill for that. So I would encourage everyone to go out and try something different. It's never too late. You don't have to know these things when you're a baby. If you don't have your passion right now, just go out and explore new options. And I like going to Groupon a lot. Groupon has a lot of things that you can go out and try things for $15 or less. So there are a lot of resources out there that you all can try to explore different skills that will get you into a, you know, a mindset. Okay, I can try anything really and be successful with it if I wanted to, if this is what I've been drawn to. So I think I like what Janet said about just being drawn to different things and not being held onto like you said, if you're a baby and you enjoy drawing artwork. I mean, that works for some people, but a lot of people discover things after marriage. And seasons change too. I believe that with time you change, your partners change along with the kids as well. So it's possible to start off as an entrepreneur in one area, but 10 years later, you might grow into something else. That's possible too. It's all about loving what you do and what you enjoy, and that can change over time.
Seasons change. I think that's so deep. Seasons change, and that's really something to think about. People change, your interests change. We grow up, we mature, we grow up more into ourselves. So we can expect that our interests will change, you know, evolve with time and all that. I really love that. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs will probably find that where they ended up with is not where they started. Yep. And the journey's probably continuing because new ideas are coming up and it can be scary. But, you know, like you said, I think it's important to just give yourself the permission to try something new. And I think, again, as women, sometimes it's hard to do because of all the other things that are calling for our time that are taking that priority. But it's really important to prioritize that, you know, giving yourself the permission. Just try something new, try something different. Because that, again, like you're saying, is a good way to figure out, you know, what some new skills, you know, new talents, new interests. I'm also conscious of that. I got to say, as a mom, I'm very conscious of that. Like you talked about your children, mm-hmm. is thank God for the opportunity to expose them,
yes,
mm-hmm. to different things. And it's very intentional right now for me to do that. Not to say that they're going to build a career in dance, right? You know, or gymnastics,
right?
Basketball, but it is all, it's to indirectly teach them that, look, you can do whatsoever you you. And go ahead and figure it out. Find out what you love to do. Try this. If it doesn't work, try something else. My sister and I joke a lot. My upbringing, you know, again, maybe it was partly cultural and socioeconomic. We did not get the opportunity to try different things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, you know, our parents did the best they knew, right?
Right.
And in certain economic conditions, parents tend to try to channel their children, right, along a path where they feel they're more guaranteed for success as far as a career. And that's kind of what happened to us as kids. And again, you know, we didn't get the exposure here in the United States. You know, you get, you know, there are all kinds of opportunities as a child growing up. And in some other countries, it's not the same. Things are getting better everywhere, but at a certain point in time, it was not quite the same. And so I did not get an opportunity to explore as much. And that's why I'm here where I am. I'm newsflash, I'm in my 40s. And I'm just some of this stuff. But it's exciting. And that tells me that it's never too late. It's never too late to start. It's never too late to discover yourself. No, who I think it's a journey, actually. I think the discovering oneself, self-discovery is a journey. It's not I think it's a journey. You know, there's so much that God has laid on the inside of us. I know we haven't discovered up to one-tenth of all that he's put, you know, inside of us, laid in, you know, in our spirit. So it's exciting. Once you get started, it's really exciting. And I hope everyone will take that journey with us.
Yeah, I think what you said about the cultures in different countries, this is the generation is has much more opportunities than we had. I mean, mm-hmm. they can connect with everyone over the internet, and it's just amazing how many young kids are entrepreneurs now because of that. I've seen little girls making lemonade, and they've become millionaires, and it's amazing. And I love that everyone, we can reach anyone in the country, in different countries, just through this podcast. And build relationships with those people, and that's going to matter for years to come. So it's important to connect with other people that have different likes, different interests. That can change your whole perspective on what you want to do as well. Because the more people you connect with, you start learning things from them. Mm-hmm. You start getting ideas you haven't even realized that that they know things more than you do. So it's very good to have that network of people outside of your inside network. So what we hope to accomplish through this podcast is to join other resource groups just like ours and connect with them, maybe have them join our podcast and be guests on our discussions as well. And as we start to offer more episodes, I'm pretty sure the viewers like you all, we have some input as to what you all would like to see coming out of this podcast as well. And we want to keep this consistent and going so that you all know that we're here and we can address any questions you may have with your journey as we start to fulfill those goals as well. So I think this is an awesome opportunity for everyone involved. And, you know, the best thing about this is free. we're not asking you to pay anything. We're just asking you to join us on this journey. And that's the beauty of it all, is that Jan and I are doing this out of the love we have for our passion, this passionate journey that we want to be entrepreneurs. We're not getting anything out of this but our own personal fulfillment of getting to where our goals are.
That's right. And knowing that we are inspiring others as well to achieve their goals, honestly, that's just, I can't tell you how fulfilling that is. So connection, what you talked about, we want to connect with us, we want to connect with you. If you're listening and I know you have interesting ideas to share, you know, good stories, experiences that you know you've learned from that you love to share as well, we're really looking forward to hearing from you soon. Mm-hmm. You know, join us as well, connect with us, you know, subscribe, stay tuned. You know, we're going to be consistent with this, and hopefully you'll know when to expect a new session from us every week.
every week.
So, Anita, I think this has been great.
Yes, it has.
This has been awesome. A great first step to many more great things ahead for us.
So we'll be having some more episodes coming up to give you a preview of what's coming up next. Is we're going to talk more about what Janet was explaining earlier, figuring out what your passion is, how do you go about doing that, if you don't already know what your passion is, what are your interests, what draws you to those things that you enjoy, are there any challenges with exploring those ideas and passions? It could be you have a career obligations. Your time management is not there yet. Family commitments that you already have in place may not allow you to have that the time you need to actually sit down and wonder and think about the things you need to document as ideas and passions. Finances is another challenge. We'll talk more about that, how to go about achieving ways to go to get money to do different things you need to do. And we'll also give you some things to do outside of the podcast. I wouldn't say homework, but some worksheets to work on together as we explore these different paths and options. And we encourage you all to get peer feedback from your peers and family members. Have them do an assessment on yourself. Like, have them tell you about you yourself, what you're good at, what are some things that they notice about you that compliments you well. Those are positive feedback you need to receive from others, just to encourage you and give you some ideas as to what things you are developing towards. So we encourage you all to do that. And we'll talk more about that in our next episode.
Yep. So stay tuned. Lots to look forward to. I'm excited.
Okay, stay tuned and see you all very soon.
Yes. See you all. Thank you.
See you to our podcast.
B2R podcast.